We don't agree with the new federal government policy of sending people to Nauru and Manus Island, where they're going to be far away from our hearts and our eyes, far away from where we can see you and support you.
It's around 5 p.m. and a dozen or so protesters have gathered across the road from the Darwin Airport Lodge Detention Centre.
We know from the dark days of the coalition government and John Howard how dangerous it can be to keep people locked up in these remote detention centres.
Behind the fence, detainees come out onto balconies to applaud the message, no to offshore processing. But then the protest takes a different turn. Women, children and young men start to descend from the balconies to talk with protesters and the media through the cyclone mesh fence. I start talking to a young Hazara man. He's come from Quetta in Pakistan and has been here 3 months after arriving by boat. He explains why he's come here.
Every day people were killed in bomb blasts, target killings, like 10 people in a week, 20 people in a week. Like me, my age is 20, and I was in 3 accidents, and I got safe. That's why. I was lucky 3 times. I didn't saw the things so that 4 times I will be safe.
From Taliban?
Yeah, from Taliban, Lashkar Jangvi. There are many, many groups, and they kill people, like, because we are Hazara. First, Hazara from Afghanistan. We didn't have any place in Afghanistan, and when we came out from Afghanistan to Pakistan, same in Pakistan, they are killing Hazara people. And now Hazaras, we come here just for our life safety, for our better future. When I was in Pakistan, I was studying. And we cannot study in Pakistan, we cannot work. We cannot just we are staying in our homes just because we're frightened.
Yeah. If people get sent to Nauru or Manus Island, what are you afraid might happen?
Yeah, because I hear from my many friends and from the internet and from like people in Nauru, when Nauru was opened like in 2000, I think about that 2000, people were staying here for 4 months, no, 4 years, sorry, 4 months, 4 years, 5 years, and that was not good.
A woman is asking for me. She speaks on behalf of a Burmese family next to her, who have been told that having arrived on the 14th of August, they could be one of the first to be transferred to Nauru.
So they are worried about that, and he did not want to go in Nauru, Peru, because her wife is pregnant, she is in 9th month, and he did not want to go in Nauru and Peru. So many people have the same problem. They said if they went to the Nauru, they said we will die here. We will die here. We never want to go Nauru. We live for Australia and we die for Australia, they said.
Another young Hazara boy talks to me about why he's come to Australia.
There's no peace. There is war, always bomb blast, always target killing, always just lots of corruption. Yeah, because of that we migrate here, because you are compelled. Yeah.
You're in danger?
Yeah, we are all in danger here, yeah.
What do you think about this? Have you heard about Nauru and Manus Island? What do you think about that?
I think it's not good place. The people, the government of Australia should close that and let the people to come here because they are compelled. Yeah, they leave their countries because there is war, there is peace, there is lots of corruption. They should come and live in Australia.